Hey fans, it's your old pal, your good pal, Bob Cottle here for the next episode of Cuddle Up with Cottle, available only on the Suplexes channel with my good friends Jimmy and Skyler there too. Fantastic man. I just got a little programming note. I was on their fantastic show there, and I embarrassed myself a little bit. There was a bit of a scheduling snafu on my part, and I ended up sounding like an idiot on their show. And you know, that's not Bob Cottle. I don't ever make mistakes, or not often, but anyways, moving on. This is all about wrestling and relationship advice. It's Cuddling with Cottle. And, I'm going to start it right off here with, a wrestling question. Fans are all a buzz about exactly 1 month from now. We're recording this December the 4th. And next month's the big Kingdom of Wrestling event there the Japanese wrestling promotion that's new. And there's Christopher Jericho taking on Kenneth Alpha. Boy, I tell you what, that Alpha's really been something over the last year and a half. Everybody's talking about him and his matches with, I'm not even going to try to say the fellow's name, but, he's the heavyweight champion over there. So that's one heck of a match. You know, everybody's a buzz about that. You know, that reminds me of when Stan Hansen went over to Japan and to fight a woman, and her name was Kachikia Lomanika, and they called that a super fight. And you know, it was one heck of a thing. They both bled all over the arena. You can check that out on YouTube. I remember it like it was yesterday. Boy, that's going to be just like that match. I'm telling you right now, that match is going to be something to see. It's going to be special. So, but this is also about relationship advice. As I said, this is Cuddling with Cottle. And I got a relationship question here from a girl named Jean. She says, I feel, I feel like I'm entitled to an explanation for a guy's behavior. Hey, Bob, my friend and I, we've been friends for a while now. We've had feelings for each other, never acted on them, and eventually lost touch. We've now reconnected and picked up right where we left off, calling, texting, hanging out. But the last time we got together, I found myself in his bed cuddling. That's perfect. Cuddling with Cottle. That's ooh, with him, and we kissed. Ever since, he hardly calls. And when he does, it's when I'm busy. I feel like I've lost my friend. I texted him asking if everything's okay between us. His reply was, yeah, we good. That's terrible English. Is there any way that I can bring this up to him without coming off crazy? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, Miss Friend, Jean. You know, it's quite simple. If a man wants to fuck you, he'll fuck you. And if he doesn't want to, he won't. Or sometimes he will, depending on his horny level. You got to just move on. You know, it's relationships are like wrestling. If you're over, they're going to keep you around. If you're not popular, there's no Vince McMahon to shove you down this man's throat like Roman Reigns. If it ain't there, move on. Ditch him. Go to the indies. Go find yourself a CZW or an Impact Wrestling and make yourself get that pussy pounded by somebody else out there. You know, this guy's not special. There is no human being on this planet that's special, more special. Everyone always says one in a million. Well, there's 7 billion people. So one in a million is really not that special. Go get yourself somebody else. Don't force it. You know, it's like a fart. If you have to force it, you're full of shit. You're in real trouble. That's the facts there. So just move on, sweetie. Move on. Find yourself a new man. This guy's probably gay anyways. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And with that, I am going to leave you fans, as I like to keep this thing under 5 minutes, as we've all got busy lives to live. And, I really appreciate you fans sticking with me here through everything. And, you know, I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be with my shows, but, this is something I like to do. And I'll be darned, you know. But if you want to send your relationship or wrestling questions, you do so to @SuplexCityLimits at Gmail. Gmail? Gmail.com. And just put Cuddle of a Cottle right there in the subject. So, once again, I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember, fans, wrestling is a sport.